Is a bamboo fly rod art? A new exhibit in Cheyenne proposes that it is. The Wyoming State Museum has assembled over 70 crafts, all related to hunting and fishing, like engraved rifles, pack saddles, and taxidermy that highlights Wyoming's long history of outdoor life. But many of the artists were skeptical about having their work displayed as art, since most of them build their work only to use in the field. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards visited the workshop of a Laramie bamboo rod builder, Jerry Johnson, who has a fly rod in the show.
And split it. Turn the knife over. You got to pull the bamboo to you.
Jerry Johnson is demonstrating how to split bamboo. It's step one of building a bamboo fly rod. He takes an ordinary hunting knife and holds the 6-foot-long bamboo tube on end in front of him. Rod building has become a popular pastime these days, with lots of online forums and conferences around the country. But Johnson has been doing this a long time. His shop is a well-lit workbench to one side of a clean 2-car garage. All the tools are hand-powered.
And the first thing you want to do is to get it to 60 degrees, so you just start working down one side.
He's building the handle section of a fly rod. He painstakingly planes each of 6 pieces down to a 60-degree angle. Then he'll glue them together and wrap them into a tight hexagon. But Johnson hasn't always appreciated bamboo. Growing up in Laramie in the 50s, it was the old man's fishing gear.
It was the hand-me-down rod my father gave me. I didn't think too much about it. After I came back from service a little while, then I got into fly fishing on rivers, and he needed something better than I had, and a spinning rod wouldn't do, because I wanted to fly fish.
What's so great about bamboo? Well, it's both incredibly flexible and incredibly strong.
And I can take a hammer. It's not going to break.
All the bamboo used for rod building comes from one small area in the Tonkin Gulf region in China.
It's a good material to work with. You can build a lot more feel, I think, into the rods. You know, softness, flexibility. And aesthetically, it's a lot more pleasing.
But Johnson isn't so sure he'd call his fly rods art.
I don't like rods that are really fancy, that have a lot of wraps around the butt end, that sort of thing. I'm not a big fan of that. The plainer and simpler, I think, looks a lot better. And that's what I've strived for.
I think the amount of skill and technique that goes into creating something functional is artistic.
That's Annie Hatch. She's a folklorist who worked on the Art of the Hunt exhibit at the Wyoming State Museum in Cheyenne. It includes one of Johnson's bamboo rods, and it's displayed, like art, behind glass.
If you watch a person cast, it can be artistic. It's a beautiful performance. And to see that out on the river and see the delicate nature in which people can handle the materials.
It's autumn. The cottonwood's just beginning to go yellow. The Laramie River is running low, great for fishing. Johnson ties an elk hair caddis on his line and starts casting. But he doesn't have much hope. The sun's too high. But it's a good chance to check his rod's performance.
You can plot the curve of how a rod will perform, whether it's fast or slow, or stiff rod, or a little softer rod. So if I cast a rod and I'm out fishing it, and I find that the rod's a little slower in my taste, I probably won't build that taper again.
For Johnson, building rods isn't about making something beautiful. It's about making a tool. And it's not about making a buck. He doesn't sell his rods. He builds them for friends and for himself.
I think I might have a little more satisfaction in fishing a rod that I've built. It's like fishing with a fly that you've, you know, tied. I think it's more pleasing to say, hey, listen, this day was brought to me by myself, you know what I mean, rather than sponsored by somebody else.
As Johnson gets older, he says he's less worried about catching the big fish. He says he spends less time fishing and a lot more time just sitting on the riverbank with his hand-built fly rod across his knees. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.